hate you. What are you doing up? Can't sleep again. Honey, I'm sorry. Me? Oh. I just got up to the bathroom and realized you were in a bed next to me. Come on, baby. Come back to bed. It's late. Severe case of insomnia. Poor baby. Is anything worrying you? Do you want to talk about it? No. Yeah. That's okay, though. It'll be okay. Darling, I'm sorry. No wonder you can't sleep. You poor thing. Can I help in any way? Can I make you some tea or hot cocoa? And that always seems to do the trick when you're having trouble sleeping. You already had a drink. Okay. Then I think maybe heading back to bed and trying again is a good idea, huh? Come on. Come with me. Yes, and bring your glass of water with you, cutie. Come on. I will drag you back there if I have to. That's it, sweetness. Okay. You get in here with me. I'll keep you all nice and snug. That's it. Come here. Come in close to me, baby. Let me wrap my arms around you. And you just nestle into my chest, and I'll hold you nice and tight. There we go. Warm enough, honey. That's good. Shh. Just relax, sweetheart. Relax into me. Let me take care of you, okay? Baby, this totally counts. You're stressed and suffering from insomnia. That deserves some looking after. I wanna help you feel better if I can. You looked pretty upset when I found you in the living room. Yeah, right, because nothing is notorious for keeping you awake at 3 a.m. Okay, I'm sorry to tease, but it's true, sweetheart. This is the 5th day in a row now that you haven't been able to sleep. I'm getting kind of worried about you. If this doesn't get better, we might have to take you to a doctor. I don't know, maybe they'll prescribe sleeping pills or send you to a sleep clinic. But if there are remedies we can try, it's worth a shot, right? Baby, I'm sure it's nothing serious. You've been under a lot of stress lately. That beautiful brain of yours has been putting up with more than it can handle at the moment. It'll pass. You might just need a helping hand until then. That's all. Yeah. Are you sure you're okay, sweetheart? You seem anxious. Yeah? Like a tightness in your chest? Okay, that's all right, honey. I just want you to slow your breathing down for me, okay? You're okay. No, you're not going to have an attack, baby, I promise. Anxiety is horrible, I know, but breathing slowly and deeply helps. Just to hold on to me, okay? You're in our bed. You're safe in my arms. Nothing bad is happening, I promise. Good boy, sweetheart. You're doing so well. Nice, deep breaths. In for three, and out for three, okay? It's okay, baby. It's okay. There. That's a bit better, huh? That's it. Just hold on to me, baby. I'm here. I'm here. Shh. Easy, baby. Easy. That's it. You're okay. I've got you. You're safe and sound with me. Shh, 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 shh. It's okay. Just focus on my voice. My hand stroking your hair. Squeezing you close to me. That's it. Nice deep breaths. Just try and let everything fade away from your mind. Imagine still water, trees gently swaying in the breeze, a place where everything's calm and quiet. That's it, baby. Don't think about anything else. You just let yourself drift off to sleep. Got the rest, okay? That's it, sweetness. You're okay. Just let it all go. Hold on to me. I'm going to be here until it's all over. Yes, I promise. Just keep breathing. Nice and slow, good boy. You're worth so much, baby. You're a wonderful person, capable of equally wonderful things. No matter what your anxiety tells you, you're so loving and kind and generous. You're creative and quirky and healed. You procrastinate a lot, but that's okay, because it's part of who you are. All parts of you are worth loving, no matter what you might believe. You are your mistakes and shortcomings, but you're also the growth, the knowledge, and maturity you hold. Those are great things. Maybe I'm not phrasing this as well as I should be. What I'm trying to say, baby, is that you're not perfect. And you don't have to be. No one is. No one expects you to be either. Perfection is an ill-formed construct. And one we pressure ourselves with all the time. We're all flawed and imperfect, but, well, that's beautiful. You don't actively hurt people. You've always learned from the mistakes you've made, and I see the effort you put in to better yourself for the next time. You don't give up on yourself. That's what I love about you. Hardly a person that deserves all these negative thoughts, huh? I'm gonna kiss them away. Well, I mean, you know my opinion. Anxiety's a shit tip, and everyone is better off without it. I mean, you've seen me and my own struggles with it, and it's a really shitty time. But believe me when I say that I love you so much. You're the most amazing person I've ever met, and I just want to take all this pain away from you. If I could, I'd take all of it. No apologies, baby. Just close your eyes for me. All nice and warm, safe. In my arms. Nothing can hurt you in here. Not even your own thoughts, okay? This is an official self-deprecation free zone. No bad thoughts allowed. None. Tomorrow doesn't matter, okay? If you need to take a day, then take a day. Do whatever you need to do. Everything else can wait. If you want to spend the day curled up in bed, playing the Switch, and eating a ton of food, then you do that, okay, baby? Of course not. Why would I mind? Baby, you need some TLC right now. Anything that's going to make you feel better, I'm all in favor for. We'll call the doctor too, okay? Just to be safe.